Welcome to Mox on the Mic, your exclusive look into all things Chattanooga athletics. Here's your host, Chris Goforth.
We are getting closer and closer to the start of softball season. It will be here before you know it, and that's where we're headed this week on Mox on the Mic. The head softball coach of the Chattanooga Mox, Frank Reed, he visits with us. Big off season for him. He goes into the Chattanooga Hall of Fame. He's been here a long time. He's won a bunch of games. They've won a bunch of championships, and he goes into the Hall of Fame. Of course, we spoke not that long ago with his former player, Michelle. Well, she was Michelle Fuzzard, now Michelle LaCourse, and Michelle also went into the Hall of Fame, so her and Coach Reed got a chance to go in together. Kind of fitting for those two, having been Michelle playing here for Coach Reed, and then later being a longtime assistant coach and a part of his staff. So get the opportunity to talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame, the early days of Chattanooga softball, and then we give you a little bit of a preview of what's coming up this year. Here's our conversation with Chattanooga softball coach Frank Reed. Well, Coach, first off, let's start with the congratulations on the Hall of Fame. I was trying to think, are you the first active coach that's been inducted into the Hall of Fame? I don't know of anybody else that's still been active that's been able to get this honor. So, congratulations for that.
Well, I thank you for saying that. I'm very humbled that to be able to do that. I mean, you don't start in a career like this thinking that, hey, my goal is to be in the Hall of Fame, or my goal is to do this or that. As far as personal goals, you want to be able to say that, as a coach of student athletes, that, hey, I brought in this many student athletes, and they all got their degrees and they're able to move on and do great things that they want to do in life. I think those are ultimately supposedly why you're supposed to do it. I mean, the wins and losses sort of take care of themselves, but we've been very fortunate to have some great athletes come through and some great coaches on our coaching staff. And, without that, I mean, it's just, you're just sort of there, just sort of putting the pieces in place and letting them sort of run with it. But thank you for saying that. It's a great honor. We had a lot of people that former players and people came, and I was humbled that they thought enough of me and the program to be there for us.
Well, not only that, but you get a chance to go in with Michelle Fuzzard, Michelle LaCourse, who had a fantastic career for you as a player, was later with you as an assistant coach. It was kind of fitting, I guess, that you and her both got this honor at the same time, on the same year.
Yeah, we talked about that. She was so excited that we were going in together. She's been not only a great player of mine, a great coach of ours, and then, also continue to be a great friend. And, it was exciting for us to be able to do that, have both of our families there and do that at the same time. It was not only great for, opportunity for us to be together. I think it was a great statement for softball, to get two people in and set the way for some future, Hall of Famers down the road. But, it was a fun night. I wished more people could have been there, but, Michelle's a great person. She continues to give back to UTC through our alums and being in the area, working camps for us, and just a great person. Now has a great family.
You came from Chattanooga State. Now, you started the program at Chattanooga State, right?
Yeah, I left 23 years ago. So, and then I was there for 10. So you can date it back to wherever, was it 90s, I guess, started the program there. Kim Williams Smith, it was Kim Williams at the time, called me up one day and said, hey, you got a successful club team. We'd like to get your input on how to start a program here. And, I went over and met with her and went back, said, let me put some things together and get back to you. Got some things together for her. We met again. I said, here's the things you're going to need to start a program. One of the big things was a field. You didn't have a field at that time. And so, I reached out to him and said, you probably could use Van Zandt, the old home of the old men's fast pitch field, which we end up doing. It became our home field for a while, but until I was able to build a field there on campus. But that was a great time. We went to 7 national championships while I was there, and built a pretty solid program, built a stadium, which I'm really proud of. then moved over to UTC in 2001 or two or something like that. And then the rest is history, I guess.
How did that come about? Now, what was the call like to come to UTC? What do you remember about kind of that conversation and how things happened?
It's funny that you should ask that question, because it's something that I've thought back on. You know, it's not something you think about every day, but since I got into the Hall of Fame, I think the first thing is for me was, and maybe you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, was I guess when you get an award like that, you start thinking back, because it involves a period of time, and you think, well, how did I get here? What took place for me to actually get here? And so one of the things I recalled was is that last year at Chat State, we were ranked number one in the country, went to the tournament, the NJCAA tournament, and at junior college, and we ended up finishing fourth, I think. We had a really good team, had one bad game, and ended up finishing fourth. And I remember walking off the field and saying that I was done to my coaching staff. I said, I'm done. I wasn't upset. I just, you know, sometimes the Lord just clues you in that it's time to not do this. And so, you know, I told him at Chat State I wasn't going to be there. I wasn't coming back. And, you know, I thought for the first time that I'm not going to be coaching fast pitch softball, because I'd coached it with club and then up to here. Then that summer, a lot of crazy things happened. I was getting calls from some, you know, Division I schools about coming to work with them. And UTC was one that I was sort of interested in. You know, Dana was playing there at the time, my daughter. So I was able to, you know, I thought, you know, how awesome would that be? But, you know, at the same time, I'm 30 plus years into to a government job, which I wasn't really. Well, at that time, I wasn't 30. I was 20 plus years, and then I wasn't planning on leaving, because I only needed a few years more to get my retirement. So, and I told him, I said, yeah, maybe. I honestly got the dates mixed up, but yeah, I was getting close to 30 years, and so I told him when they called, you know, I might be interested, but it sort of rocked along. And I was leaving work early one day at down at City Hall on 11th Street, and Oval James called me and said, where was I? And I told him, I said, I'm just down the street from UTC. He said, come up. And it was a Friday afternoon. Nobody was there. The athletic department can get really lonely on a Friday or days that nobody's around. And we walked up there, and he's sitting at his desk, and he said, we talked, and he said, well, I want you to take this job. And so I said, well, you know, that's, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm gonna have to pray about it and think about it. And, you know, he made me an offer right there. This is what you're going to need. This is what we're going to pay you. And I said, well, you know, and this is the budget. And I said, well, looking over this, if I take out of this budget line what I think I need salary wise, I don't have enough money to pay an assistant coach. And I have to have an assistant. And I said, what if I take $5,000 less and you give it back to me next year? He said he would. They said, yeah, that's not a problem. We can do that. And so I'm still waiting on that $5,000. It's been 20 years. I still hadn't seen $5,000. But, and I brought that up at the banquet. But anyhow, me and my wife met that afternoon. We went out on the Walnut Street Bridge. I won't forget that. And we sat in the middle and we talked about, you know, our family and where we were and, you know, how we wanted to go about doing this. And we prayed about it. And we just felt like maybe the Lord was leading me and, you know, to go in that direction. And I got to coach, like I said, I got to coach Dana for a year, and she was on my staff for a year, something that, you know, a lot of people don't get to do. And then I guess the rest is sort of history after that.
It's kind of wild. I mean, you went from literally thinking you might be walking away from it completely to having another very successful career here and ending up in the Hall of Fame for something that, in a lot of ways, Coach, sounds like it almost wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I remember when I took the job in government, you know, real early in our lives, you know, and we were just a young family, just me and my wife, and I remember going to work every day and kidding all the people that had been there forever, because they say you never leave a good government job. You know, that's what they always tell you. And so I'd kid all the guys and the girls there, ladies there. I'd say, hey, you guys are lifers. You know, I'm working with people. It's 15, 20 years there, you know, and I'm saying, you guys are lifers. And I woke up one day realizing, hey, I'm a lifer. I've been here a long time. And, you know, the years go by raising a family. They just go by so fast. And, you know, I was able to be involved in the community. You know, I bought and sold right away for Sure Street and Road Projects. One of the funny stories, I don't know if I've told you or not, but I was involved in buying the property at Summit for the landfill. It was going to be Summit Landfill. And we got a lot of kickback on that. They went out there. I bought 35 acres. And then to expand the landfill, people didn't want it. So they raised, you know, politically, they got it moved up to Birchwood. And so Summit sat there for years until Ron Littlefield got elected or was running for mayor, I think, one of those offices he was serving in. And he said that they were looking for a site to be able to put another softball field complex because they were going to redo Warner Park. And with all the tournaments coming in, they need some additional fields. And so he told him, he said, well, Frank bought, you know, 35 acres up here at Summit. He said, let's take a look at that property. Well, they end up building softball fields up there, which is sort of ironic. You know, I'm involved in softball so much. I bought the property for the city. In essence, it turned out to be a softball complex. And if you've ever been up there, it's a beautiful setting for the fields and everything. And so I thought that was sort of ironic that I was being able to be involved in that part of it. But, you know, life moves on. I got to go to UTC, and we prayed about it. My first 6 months there, it was really tough. There was a lot of things that, you know, not that it's misled me, but it just was a lot of things I didn't see how we were going to make it work. And I told my wife, I said, I made a mistake. And she said, well, you prayed about it. You felt like the Lord was leading you there. You know, fast forward 23 years, and I know that's exactly where he wanted me to be, you know, because I've been able to be involved with a lot of young people. And that's the reward for me. You know, you get a phone call from somebody saying, hey, you know, I got a kid today. It's graduating from some kind of federal. She's a federal agent. And she's graduating down in Savannah, Georgia, as a federal agent. You know, she went through, a poor Puerto Rican kid that came in and played for me many years ago and didn't know what she was going to be able to do. And now she's, you know, she invited me down today, but I couldn't make it down. But I got to send her a congratulatory note after we get through here. So there's, you know, there's always something happening with players that you've been able to coach. And that's the excitement to hear how successful they've been.
Coach, let's turn our focus now a little bit to this season and what is to come. The schedule is out. It's released. You can find it at GoMox.com. Season tickets for Chattanooga softball are on sale. But let's talk a little bit about this this schedule as you guys head to Louisiana to start things before you come home for the Chattanooga Challenge with Ball State, Western Kentucky, Murray State, and North Alabama coming in. You guys have put together two tournaments that you host here every year, or classics, if you will, that you guys host here, the Chattanooga Challenge and the Frost Classic, two events that are here. They've kind of become staples in the community, certainly in the softball community. But a little bit about those two events and the competition you're going to see this year.
Well, we're always excited about hosting those events. We would love to be able to host more if we could. We've talked about that. But and the reason being, because last year we went through a really hard time with the renovations of Frost Stadium, which forced us to have to play on the upper fields there at Warner Park. And then we went through some very, very, very bad weather with rain and cold and in both of those tournaments. And so we end up, you know, as a host, when you bring people in, if you've got limited time to play, you always make sure that your guests are taken care of. So we were forced to give up a couple of games, one, I think, in both tournaments so that our guests could play, because we basically got it narrowed down to one field, even though we had three fields tarped. The rain was so bad that it was just in the outfield. It was just standing water. And there was nothing we could have done about that. Now, I've used the word fast forward many times in this conversation, but now we're looking at Frost Stadium, newly renovated, AstroTurf. AstroTurf's come in and was very kind to us. And we've redone that stadium with new lighting, new padding on the walls, new logos and all that kind of stuff. So if you've not been there, it's a beautiful facility. Enlarged bullpens, new lighting, I think I said. And in addition, the city went ahead and has done two additional fields there at Warner Park that are turf now. So when we're looking at bad weather in February, maybe for those two tournaments, if it rains this morning and we've got games scheduled for, you know, noon, well, we can be able to manage that because, you know, there's not, you know, unless it's just raining at the moment, we're not going to be forced to be able to have to move where those fields are going to be available. So we're excited about having that turf there, and it's going to, you know, be able to extend play. And then even going into conference play, you know, where we are, when we're hosting teams there, we won't have to worry about any kind of bad weather or rain. You know, 15 minutes after it rains, we're ready to, unless it's just raining at the moment, you know, we can play.
You guys open up the conference portion of the schedule on the road at Samford before you come home March 29th to take on ETSU. A little bit about the conference this year and how you see the Southern Conference stacking up.
Well, we finally were able to add another team in Wofford this year. So, you know, that's exciting to finally sort of nudge back in a direction where we were, oh, 6 or 7, maybe 8 years ago before all the conference realignments, you know, when we had, you know, Georgia Southern, App State, Elon and programs like that. We were up to 12 softball playing sports. So, you know, and of course, a lot of teams in the Southern Conference don't have women's softball. Wofford since added it. So that gives us an 8-team conference, which is, you know, much better than, you know, what we've had. And it's going to, you know, it's always, our conference is sort of crazy. You know, I don't think there's anybody, you know, well, us and maybe UNCG, Samford, some have been some of the top teams. And every now and then you'll have somebody you slip through. But there's nobody, it's like just really bad. All the teams are really good. There's a lot of talent out there to select from when, you know, these teams go recruiting. It has been in the past. So, you know, I've played in the conference tournament where the 7th place team was, you know, had won it, you know, and so, and that was Furman, I think. And so you just don't know, you know, and the only berth you get to regional play is out of a conference win, a conference tournament win. So, but I see it very, very balanced. You know, those top teams are going to be, they're going to pick, you know, coaches pick, and it's going to be probably us and UNCG and Samford. You know, I can't remember who finished 4th last year, maybe Fireman or somebody like that, but they're all strong teams. On any given day, you know, you got to play, you got to beat somebody 3 times, you know, to get a sweep that weekend. And that's tough. It's hard to beat somebody 3 times in a row, or, you know, over the course of 2 days. So, it's going to be very balanced, and but I think you know, I think that we've got a very, very good shot at being one of the better teams, and hopefully getting back to regionals. Obviously, that's our goal.
When did Wofford bring softball back?
They started the process probably maybe 2 years ago. They were going to start, and then for some reason they couldn't, but I think maybe COVID had a little bit of going on to do with that. And then, of course, they started 1 year just recruiting the team. Last year, I think that was part of it. They, you know, they were at the conference tournament just watching and seeing how everything was laid out, but they were continuing to recruit, and they put the team together, built a phenomenal place there on campus, field there on campus for them. So they've poured a lot of money into softball at Wofford. And I understand they have a lot of money there. So, and they put their share into softball. So their goal is to develop a, you know, a great women's softball program at Wofford, and I wouldn't be surprised if you won't see them, you know, making some noise pretty early.
Coach, it's always fun and a pleasure. I appreciate the time. Congratulations again on the Hall of Fame. I know as we get closer to the start of the season, you and I will get together again and talk about more. But I do want to remind folks that tickets are available. You can get your tickets. Just head over to GoMox.com. You can find the schedule, and you can find details on being able to purchase season tickets. So look forward to look forward to seeing you guys in Frost for the entire season, because for anybody that hasn't seen it yet, I can echo what you said. It is not that it wasn't great before, but it is absolutely gorgeous now. So, Coach, always look forward to softball season and getting things underway. And, again, we'll talk again here in the next few weeks.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, and I want to wish all the Mock supporters Merry Christmas.
Hey, thanks to Coach Reed for giving us a little bit of time. Thanks to you for being with us this week as well. Make sure you rate, subscribe, and review Mocks on the Mic wherever you download your podcast from. We appreciate that. Also, thanks to our producer today and We Hunt for putting this all together and making it all work. We'll look forward to catching up with you again next time right here on Mocks on the Mic. Until then, so long and go Mocks.
Thanks for listening to Mocks on the Mic. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and review. And we'll see you again soon.